Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Twins have been on a roll as of late. They've won 5 in a row. They continue their series in Southern California with the Angels tonight. And then a Sunday matinee, a late start, 3:07. And then they travel to Chicago on another date with the White Sox. Bobby Nightingale joins us from the Star Tribune. Bobby, good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, boy, the Chicago White Sox in that four-game series sure came at a good time for the Twins. They were really struggling, and they needed that four-game sweep.
Yeah, and the players even admitted as much. I mean, they just said, you know, it was a good time to play the White Sox. The way they were struggling, especially offensively, just to get anything going. You know, face the White Sox team that's obviously struggling, doesn't have the pitching that it used to have. And they took advantage. And, you know, you look at guys like Chris Paddock. He had a rough first three starts to the season, and then threw seven shutout innings against them. I mean, it was just a great opportunity for them to get right. You have to beat those teams, and that's what they did.
And, by the way, Paddock will be on the mound tonight and see if he can follow that up with the Angels, because he is a huge key for the Twins this year. As they projected what their starting rotation like, they were counting on Paddock to have a good year.
Absolutely. I mean, if you ask me for like the biggest concerns, you know, after the first 3 weeks of the season, that was probably number one on my list. I mean, it wasn't shocking. The offense struggled with Correa and, you know, Royce Lewis injured and Max Kepler was out at the time. You know, that wasn't exactly shocking, but Chris Paddock, I mean, without how much they didn't do anything to replace the starting pitching they lost in the offseason, losing Sonny Gray, losing Kenta Maeda, they're relying on a big season from Chris Paddock. So the struggles he had early on, I thought, you know, not that there was underlying concern with the way he was pitching, but just the fact that a slow start from him, if that was something that was going to continue for a while, you know, that was going to be a big blow to the rotation.
Yeah, another key guy in all of this, Bailey Ober. He was good on Friday night and pulled the Twins to within a game of 500. And 500's a big deal. I think you can look at games back and all of that, but until you're 500 or better, all that's really moot. And they've almost climbed the mountain, and Ober did a great job on Friday night.
He did, and he did it while sick. It was pitching with a stomach virus. The coaching staff was keeping close tabs on him to make sure he wasn't keeling over in his pregame in the clubhouse. So there was never kind of the concern that they were going to have to scratch his start or anything, but I think just concern with what they were going to get from him. And, you know, pitching 7 1/3 innings, striking out a season high 8 guys, I mean, that's all they could have asked for. So that was a big step. And you mentioned the, you know, getting to 500. I mean, after everything they've gone through in April, if you end up April 500 or better, you know, I mean, I think that says a lot for just kind of the ups and downs they had this month.
Oh, yeah. Key injuries. Byron Buxton wasn't swinging the bat, healthy, but not swinging the bat at all. And as you pointed out, Royce Lewis lost in game one, and you lose the anchor of this team defensively, and shortstop and highest paid player Carlos Correa. I mean, those are big blows for any club. And if the Twins can get out of this and, you know, be 500 or even better, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the road trip, I mean, 3 more games against the White Sox coming up,
yep.
2 more in this Angel series. I mean, I'm sure that's probably their expectation, is to get to 500 or better by the time this road trip is over. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, I know cutting payroll, that's where you're going to feel it is your depth. But there's really not an equal replacement when you lose a Royce Lewis or Carlos Correa, no matter how much payroll you have. So, you know, I do think being able to end April on a note that they have this way is a big step for them, just momentum-wise.
Bobby Nightingale joining us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Carlos Santana, veteran guy brought in, he really struggled out of the gate, but has had a good week and really picked it up for the Twins, and the timing couldn't be better.
Yeah, and he's a guy, he's never really panicked. I mean, he's been around for so long. He's had slow starts to his career. But, I mean, anytime you have a 38-year-old first baseman getting out to the offensive start he did, you know, I think that automatically brings some concerns just about, you know, how much does he have left type deal. So it's a great sign. I mean, seeing him, the at-bats he had yesterday in yesterday's win, a home run to center field off Patrick Sandoval after starting an 0-2 account. Later in the game, I think he had an 8-pitch at-bat against Sandoval that added an RBI single. So you can tell he's seeing the ball better. He's not chasing as much, and that's kind of been his profile. He's not going to strike out a ton. He's going to draw walks. Maybe not a, you know, 30 home run power, but he's going to hit some power here and there. So starting to play more to kind of the scouting report the Twins thought when they signed him.
Another guy that the Twins are going to lean on a fair amount going forward is Jose Miranda. And he's kind of bounced back and forth between the Twins and St. Paul. And it sounds like Royce Lewis, it's still going to be a while. And if Miranda can remain productive over at third base, he's going to get some opportunities here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's it. For him, I mean, the Twins kind of know what he looks like at his best. And so that's the challenge, is kind of stay at that level. You know, his bat's his calling card. He's never going to be kind of that gold glove defender. So the more he hits, the better opportunities he's going to get. And, you know, he probably hasn't run with it as much as I'm sure he's hoped. He's had his ups, he's had some downs. But you look at him, I mean, that's quality depth in terms of, if you're not going to have Royce Lewis, it's nice to have a guy like Jose Miranda who, when he's at his best, he can help out a lineup in a big way.
One of the headlines from April is the struggle with bats, and no one struggled more than Kyle Farmer. It's been hard to watch. You get a feel for this guy.
Absolutely. I mean, just a guy who, you know, he's done it for a long time and never struggled to this degree. And he's been pretty candid about just how much, you know, it weighs on him and kind of the frustration behind it. He'll shower with his jersey on, even did that in Cincinnati a few times. So it's one of those, the Twins kept him for valuable depth, and they need him to be not only a guy who's hitting better than he is, but a guy who crushes against left-handed pitching, and he hasn't been able to do that yet.
Let's get into another topic here, and that is the bullpen. The Twins continue to patch together, but there are signs that help is on the way.
Yeah, John Duran pitched today and was up to 103 miles an hour, struck out two of the three batters he faced in St. Paul. So wouldn't be surprised if he's with the team in Chicago on their next road series. And Justin Topa scheduled to pitch tomorrow, Sunday, on his next rehab outing. And wouldn't be surprised if he's not there in Chicago, he could be back in the next homestand. So that's two guys that could be pitching in the seventh inning or later in big Twins games. So huge step forward for the bullpen. I mean, just kind of what it does for kind of lessening the load for Griffin Jacks and Brock Stewart and being able to put them in different positions as well.
Yeah, and Bobby, it's funny because there's been so much focus on the struggle of a lineup and run production, et cetera. A guy, it's kind of like, oh, by the way, they haven't had Duran either to close games. And that's a big deal as well. We focus so much on Lewis and Correa, but, you know, Duran's not being available is huge in its own right.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the bullpen, I think they've done a good job of kind of holding the fort until some of these guys get back. But look at the game last night. I mean, Brock Stewart, Griffin Jacks were both unavailable. They relied on Matt Bowman to get some key outs in the ninth inning. Caleb Steelbar had to pitch against Mike Trout, which lefty versus righty is not, you know, the on paper best matchup. So, I mean, when you have Duran back, I mean, that's I think where you feel it the most is when you don't have to rely on, you know, Matt Bowman to get the key outs. You can rely on Griffin Jacks there or Brock Stewart there and then Duran. And if one of those guys is unavailable, that, you know, you still have enough depth there that you have some quality arms to fill that hole.
Yeah, and Brock Stewart, wow. I mean, that's a great story.
I know. I mean, he's only given up, I think, four runs in his last two seasons combined. So, I mean, that, for a guy that's gone through the injuries he's had, pitching independent ball in 2020 just to get innings after he got released, unbelievable story. I mean, not many guys can add velocity the way he did. But, I mean, he's really made the most of it. I mean, a year ago he was in the minor leagues. So, I mean, it just says how far he's come in terms of the importance of the Twins' bullpen.
Yeah, well, certainly a good story and pitching very well for the Twins. Chris Paddock on the mound, lineup card at 8. First pitch after 8:30 Central Time from Southern California. Bobby, always appreciate your time. Keep up the great work on the beat, and we'll visit again soon, I hope.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale for the Star Tribune, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.